While Jackie Robinson was getting the Hollywood treatment with a blockbuster movie 42, a much lesser-known African-American baseball hero was also getting his due. In 1878, John Jackson, a.k.a. Bud Fowler, became the first African-American to play professional baseball with white men, almost 7 decades before Robinson broke Major League Baseball's color barrier. His career spanned more than 30 years as a player, manager, and entrepreneur. Fowler grew up in Cooperstown, New York, the home of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and last month the town recognized his story of perseverance in the face of bigotry. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein was there.
The Baseball Hall of Fame's exhibit about African Americans in the national pastime is called Pride and Passion. A giant photo of Jackie Robinson at the plate is splashed across one wall. Old-time jazz plays quietly.
I'm standing right now in front of Jackie Robinson's Brooklyn Dodgers uniform, number 42. And if you walk across the exhibit, right over here, you will see in a timeline, 1878, first African-American professional player, Bud Fowler, plays for pay in Lynn, Massachusetts, on a team in the Minor League International Association. And that's the only mention of him.
There's a picture, too, only one of two known to exist. But Fowler's a footnote here. Yet among baseball scholars, he's considered a giant of the game.
Bud Fowler is of extraordinary importance on a national scale. Many would argue that he should be in the Hall of Fame or should have been in long ago.
John Thorne is the official historian for Major League Baseball. He says while three black men played major league games before the so-called Gentlemen's Agreement erected the color barrier in 1887, none had a longer-lasting career than Fowler.
He's a 300 batter. He's a fine fielder at second base. The press accolades for his play for Binghamton in the International League in 1887 match those of any player in the league. He and Frank Grant and pitcher George Stovey in 1886 with Newark, these were first-rate stars, and the only thing stopping them from ascent to the major leagues was prejudice.
Fowler was born John W. Jackson. His family moved to Cooperstown when he was 2. His father was a barber, one of the few African-American professions respected by whites. Village historian Hugh McDougall says just 28 black people lived in Cooperstown at the time. Jackson was one of only 6 black children in the local school.
So he was going to school with essentially white school kids. He learned how to play baseball with white kids. I think he always felt that he ought to be able to live in the white community.
It's a mystery why Jackson changed his name to Fowler, perhaps to protect his family. After his professional baseball debut with the Lynn Live Oaks, Fowler played in Ontario, in New Orleans, in Virginia. In all, Fowler played for or managed more than 24 teams in 17 states, from Maine to Texas. To make a living in between gigs, he barbered like his dad. At each stop, says MLB historian John Thorne, prejudice forced him to pack his bags.
He felt that he needed to become an itinerant ball player. He would join a club, find that some white players objected to his presence, and 6 weeks later he was gone.
He endured jeers and threats from the crowd. He wore wooden slats under his pant legs because white players would try to spike him as they slid into second base. Ryan Leichenauer helped design a new exhibit about Fowler's life that's on display in the village of Cooperstown. There's a photo in it of Fowler with the Keokuk, Iowa team in 1885. Leichenauer says it shows Fowler's determination and isolation.
You see Bud Fowler in the middle, looking strong, prominent, and surrounded by him is a team of white faces sort of to the side. And knowing his story, you can just look at that picture and sort of infer that experience of he's a lone pioneer in this game.
On April 20th, about 100 years after Bud Fowler's death, the village of Cooperstown finally honored that pioneering legacy.
Briefly, welcome everybody to Bud Fowler Day. We're going to start here.
Village Mayor Jeff Katz stands with about 50 people on a little side street that leads directly to Doubleday Field, the mythical birthplace of baseball in this village of 1,800 people in upstate New York.
This entrance to Doubleday Field was a street without a name, and we had a name looking for a street.
three captains of the high school baseball team wear uniforms with the name Fowler printed across their backs. They snip a ribbon and unveil a new street sign. It reads Fowler Way. Mayor Katz says it's about time Cooperstown recognized its most storied local player.
A 19th century son of a black barber struggling to play professional baseball is not quite someone that, let's say, the village perceives as one of their own. And yet he is one of our own. He is a fellow resident, a fellow citizen of this village, who did an amazing thing.
The whole idea for Bud Fowler Day was Tom Schieber's. He's the Baseball Hall of Fame senior curator.
It's not so much a story of baseball. It's a story of continuing to do what you love and not letting someone say no because of the color of your skin or for whatever reason. And I think that's something to honor.
In the years before he died, Bud Fowler formed his own clubs. One, the Page Fence Giants in Michigan, became the prototype for all black baseball teams to come. When MLB historian John Thorne gave his speech at the ceremony, he invoked the giant figure of Jackie Robinson, who walked across a bridge built by so many African-American ballplayers who came before him. Thorne said he was certain Robinson had traveled down Fowler Way. For Only a Game, I'm David Summerstein in Cooperstown, New York.
To view David Summerstein's pictures of the Cooperstown event honoring Bud Fowler, please visit our website, onlyagame.org.